Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the evening brings a warm and calm night. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, clear skies are expected, offering a pleasant end to the day. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a light breeze, providing a refreshing atmosphere. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet, mediators are pushing to restart U.S.-Iran talks as Tehran escalates attacks. This comes as Pakistan and Qatar try to revive negotiations after two nights of strikes. Also, the Times of Israel reports that Iran fired 10 missiles at Jordan earlier today. This follows U.S. strikes near the Bushehr nuclear plant. Iran also targeted Kuwait, Bahrain, and Qatar with drones and missiles. Also this hour, Walla reports that Netanyahu stated the war is not over yet. At a flight course graduation, Katz declared the IDF is ready to renew the campaign against Iran. Separately, Maariv highlights a dramatic situation as Israel's northern neighbor, Lebanon, is crumbling from within. The framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon now places Beirut at a crossroads. And finally, JTA reveals that a new survey shows Americans' views of Israelis have grown more negative. The Pew poll also indicates that Americans view Israelis more favorably than Israel's government. Here's what people are saying online. Iris, a social media commentator, posted just minutes ago that the Iranian Tasnim news agency claims there have been no reports of explosions in Bandar Abbas and nearby areas. An open-source intelligence analyst, Osen613, writing on X just now, shared that Iran International reported a military headquarters near Bushehr was struck by a projectile. Meanwhile, Middle East_24, a regional news account, posted that talks in Rome over Israeli pullback from Lebanon are stalled. Beirut insists on immediate Israeli withdrawals, while Israel cites logistical delays. Washington is pushing for a trilateral summit to resolve the deadlock. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the efforts to restart U.S.-Iran talks. Ynet reports Pakistan and Qatar are leading the mediation after recent escalations. Tehran continues its aggressive stance with missile strikes. The diplomatic push indicates a desire to prevent further conflict, but challenges remain given the ongoing tensions. Turning to the missile strikes, earlier today, the Times of Israel noted Iran's aggression towards Jordan and other Gulf states following U.S. actions near Bushehr. This marks a significant escalation, raising regional security concerns. The situation underscores the volatility in the Middle East, affecting both diplomatic relations and civilian safety. Meanwhile, Walla highlighted statements from Netanyahu and Katz about the ongoing conflict. Katz's readiness to renew the campaign against Iran signals Israel's firm stance. The declaration at the flight course graduation reflects Israel's commitment to maintaining its security posture amid regional instability. Now to Lebanon. Maariv's report on the country's internal struggles points to a fragile situation. Hezbollah's opposition to the framework agreement with Israel exacerbates tensions. This instability poses risks for peace efforts and regional stability. Finally, in a new survey covered by JTA, American opinions on Israelis have shifted negatively. Despite this, Americans still view Israelis more positively than their government. This perception could influence U.S.-Israel relations and public diplomacy efforts. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports a major development in the fashion industry, the Jump and Seasons clothing chains, facing significant debt, are seeking financial rehabilitation to continue operations. Separately, Maariv Business highlights insights from the Beyond the Sea 2026 Real Estate Conference. Industry leaders warn that Israelis should carefully evaluate foreign investment destinations, emphasizing the importance of understanding local conditions. And finally, CTEC discusses Azrieli's search for a 1 billion euros partner for Green Mountain. As AI drives demand for data centers, Goldman Sachs is seeking an investor for the Norwegian company, which Azrieli purchased at a significantly lower valuation. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.